I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. You know something else I believe? I believe that He loved me before the world began. And I want you to know tonight, I love Him with all my heart. And I want you to know something else. I'm a lot different than I was here before I was here last. You know, I am so thankful that this message in the heart of a believer is a progressive word. I want you to know it's rapture. It's deliverance. It's changing me. From glory to glory. Is it changing you? Praise be to God. Happy to be in the house of the Lord? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Not sad, glad. Hallelujah. I pray that your joy will and your cup will run over. We have a right to a full cup. In fact, we shouldn't be expecting anything else but a full cup. Hallelujah. We should receive everything that God has for us in His Word. Just simply receive it. Don't try to figure it out. Just receive it. Simply upon the basis that it's His Word. And you are a believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to read a quote here to you before we have prayer and or before I read the Word. Well, let's just have a word of prayer first. Our precious Lord, our Redeemer, our Creator, our Life Giver, our Substance, our Rapture, our Healing, our Provider, our Presence, our Peace, we bow reverently and come humbly before Your throne tonight to find help in time of need, to find grace at this precious throne of grace. Precious Lord, You know every individual in this auditorium tonight. You know every individual on the internet. Lord God, life will be imparted here tonight. Father, let the people, let Your elect, and that's not hard to pray because they will, Lord, let them choose life. And Lord, I just pray that You would anoint Thy Word. Strengthen us, lift us to a higher plane in Thy precious presence, in Thy precious life, we pray. For we ask this for Thy glory and honor in the name of Jesus Christ, who is present to perform these things. Amen. Amen. It says, don't fear, John. John's a type of the bride. We're speaking, God is speaking as He always speaks behind this pulpit, I believe, to the bride. To the elect. I believe that. I believe what we've received behind this pulpit is life being imparted. God imparts life, eternal life. And He's laid it in the heart and the body to do the same thing, to do that, because it's Him in the body. He is the body. Don't fear. I love the way the prophet says this, and I say this, and I pray that you would take these words personally. Don't fear. John, don't fear, little flock. All that I am, you are heir to. All my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst. I have not come. I may believe He's in His coming. I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love, courage, and ability. All power is given unto Me, and it is yours to use. That's powerful. I believe there's a bride maturing in the present word of promise. This is a maturing message. I believe there's a bride maturing with character to know how to handle His Word. Amen? She will know what God wants done with His Word, for she has His mind. All power is given unto me, and it is yours to use. You speak the Word. You speak the Word. And I will perform it. He said, this is my covenant, and it can never fail. Hallelujah. I'd like you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 55. We're going to read one verse there. Actually, I'll take verse 10 and verse 11. Then I'd like to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For as the rain, God's saying to them that my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, carnal thoughts, man's thoughts. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So let me just say this. Don't inject your interpretation to it, to the Word. Because your thoughts, injecting your thinking, man's thinking, to the Word is just injecting your interpretation. Don't try to figure it out. He's saying, so shall my word be that, or excuse me, verse 10, 55:10, Isaiah. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word, notice, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Amen. 2 Corinthians. God's word, spoken out of His mouth, shall not return to Him void. Amen. All right? 2 Corinthians 4, and I'd like to just take the 13th verse. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. And Paul just got done saying that we're bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus, for what sake? Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us. Now watch the imparting of life here through the body. Death works in us so that life can be manifested. Hello? Amen. Take up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself. Take the word for the circumstance. Take the word for the problem. Take the word. Place it over whatever it is that's contrary to the word. Take the word instead of the problem. Is that right? You're dying right there. This old man is dying. You've taken up your cross. This old man says, this flesh man says, but the word's no but about it. I believe what the word said. So I'll take the word. And then what am I going to do with it? I'm going to speak that word, because that word spoken becomes God in action. Amen. It goes, it's placed into effect. It's brought into effectiveness. What I believe, I speak. Amen. Amen. And he says, and Paul's saying, and death is working in us so that life might be manifested for your sake. Amen. And he says, so death work in us, but life in you. Amen. Amen. That's the body of Christ, isn't it? Amen. You may be seated. He said, the word that goes out of my mouth, out of my mouth. Now, God has a mouth. God has a body. Amen? If you're tabernacling the Holy Spirit, I'm speaking to the seed of God tonight. Amen. You're tabernacling the Holy Ghost. born of the Holy Spirit, a birth word of God, a birth seed of God, you're tabernacling the Holy Spirit in you. You're tabernacling a person, and this body becomes His temple. This body is His tabernacle. This body is His flesh. These are His hands, those are His hands, those are His lips. That's His mouth. And the word that goes out of my mouth will not return to me void. Hallelujah. The word that goes out of my mouth won't return to me void, but it will accomplish what I sent it to do. How many know that you're sitting here tonight, the very accomplishment of God? That the word that went out of God's mouth brought a birth in your soul. Because it was word connecting with the word, life coming to life. God picking up Himself and using Himself through you. Through your temperament. Hallelujah. He said, the word that goes out of my mouth won't return to me void. My word out of my mouth. My thought, my word spoken. You know, the Bible says, how good is it? A word spoken in season, how good is it? How rich it is. Amen. It's like, how's that scripture go? It's like pictures of silver and apples of gold. It just stands out. Amen. And it's life and it's refreshment. You ever sit down with a believer and just have fellowship in that revealed word? It's refreshment. It's life. You go away lifted up. Why? Because this body called the bride, this body called Christ, this body which is Jesus Christ manifested on earth today, this body called the bride, this Christ, the bride, is an energy giver. Hallelujah. It's an energy giver. It's life givers. My title tonight is Speak Life. Amen. Speak Life. Let's go over here to a scripture before I go to a quote here. Let's go back over here to Deuteronomy. Or no, to Romans. I'm sorry. Romans first. You forgive me for jumping like that, but I'm just depending on Him. Romans 8. I'm sorry, Romans 10. I'm sorry, I didn't mean 8, I mean 10. Now, we've been over this scripture much, but I want to point out something to you, and then I want to go to Deuteronomy 30. It's verse 6, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, saying, not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? What saith this word of faith in your heart? What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Amen. Whose mouth? I'm going to tell you whose mouth right here. Me, my mouth. How about you this morning, this evening? Is it in your mouth? The Bible said it is in your mouth. Nigh thee, even in thy mouth. This word of life, this word of faith, this Holy Spirit, this anointed word is in your mouth. Satan don't want you to catch the revelation of that. He'll do everything he can to keep that from you. Because you've been given the ability to speak life. Amen. Life comes through His body. Amen. Life comes through His body. Who's the Word living today? The Word living and in action is Christ the Bride. Amen. You say that's a pretty bold statement. Well, who is she? She's Him. She has no other identity but Him. Her life is Him. He is the Word. She must be the Word. She wasn't taken from another substance. She was taken from the Word. Hallelujah. Do you realize that the word that spoke you into birth, he that has begun a good work in you will finish it? He that calleth you will also do it? Hallelujah. Amen. What saith it? The word. And I just appreciated Brother Lonnie's sermon on Rhema, Logos. And I don't have time to go into that tonight, but you just recall that. I'm bringing that to your remembrance. Rhema speaks the thought, Logos, of God and brings it to an expression or creation.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just love that. I've been feeding on that ever since. Because my heart was in this message here already about being the word was in my mouth. And I'm saying me, not as anybody, just a part of the body. I believe that I'm a part of the body of the living God, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. And I believe also that God is tonight imparting life to believers. And I believe you're here to receive that. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in thy mouth and in thy heart. In thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. You know that we have a gospel to preach? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. What is the gospel? It's the power of the manifested word. Do you realize that our position and our place as a body, as called the bride, is the very manifestation of Himself? The very manifestation of the Word, that's our position.
Amen. That's where we're at. Amen.
That's what we are. That's who we are. And the Holy Ghost, he said, the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, that's the Word living. The manifestation of the Holy Ghost is catching away a bride.
Amen.
Where is that going to be manifest? Through His body. Amen. Do you realize that He living in you, this is His body? That's His body? That the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit living in you according to Romans 8:11, that would quicken that word and bring that word, that body subject to that word, is testifying that this is His body? This is His hands, these are His feet, this is His lips, these are His eyes? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Deuteronomy a moment. And you pick up the same thing, and I want to bring something out here. And while you're turning, I want to go I just want to read something here to you. And I'm going to Deuteronomy 30. I'll tell you the verse in a moment. Third seal. Before it's a word, it's a thought. Now we know God made a way to redeem His bride. And He promised her, telling her that in the future the true word would come to her again. How many can say amen? The true word will be made known to her. Now remember, because He promised Christ through the woman, and Christ is the word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Amen. The Word became flesh. I just paused there a minute because I had something on that. I might get to it here in just a minute. I can't locate it right now, but it just really struck me. But, oh yes, I know what it is. I have it right here. Thank you, Lord. I have it right here, but I know what it is, and I'll just say it. Did you know when the word for the season is made flesh, that's bleeding word. That's word. That's life in the blood bleeding or being displayed. Amen. That's bleeding word. Because the word is what bled and died for you. Amen. How are we become the blood? Did not the prophet say that we are the blood by what? The Spirit. That spiritual new birth places us as under that blood, as the blood.
Amen.
Because we have the life.
That's right.
and only life can only apply or only be in the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wish I could find that. If I just find, I might run into it here. But anyway, let's just go on. I'll just drop that thought right there with you and go on. Yes, here it is. Let me just... The Word made flesh today is the bleeding Word. It is God's own life, yes, on display, because it's life manifested, which is light. Amen. Now, he said here, he says, before it's a word, it's a thought. And the thought has to be created. All right, so God's thoughts become creation when it's spoke by a word. That's when he presents it to you as a thought. His thoughts. Notice whose thoughts it is. And how does that come? By hearing the word. Amen. Not just hearing theology, hearing the word of promise for the hour, ministered, spoken, brings faith to the believer. Amen. So he says, God's thoughts become creation when it's spoke by a word. That's when he presents it to you as a thought. Now you're a new creation, but his desire is for that creation of that living word to be expressed or displayed. The token is to be on display. Why? Because that's what the seed is looking for. Well, no wonder the devil fights it so hard. Because that's him, that's God expressed. That's a creative word. That's an imparting of life to believers. To the seed of God. But you know what? I don't know but what that one out there with that earring and that tied bow back there and that long hair happened to be a seed of God laying behind that old dirt. And who are you and I to judge that person? And immediately we have a negative attitude toward him and you can't minister anything to him with that attitude. You've got to have a right mental attitude toward the Word. You've got to see yourself in the right way. As God sees you. To impart life to someone else. Amen. Because you're bringing them under your attitude to open their heart. Hallelujah. Your attitude of the Word. Your attitude of the Word made flesh in you. Your attitude of knowing who you are. Did you know because he knew who he was, he could have faith? Did you know that this is the reason? Because in him, the Word abode. If that same Spirit abides in you, if ye abide in me and my Word abides in you, then you know who you are. Amen. Then where's life? In you. It's in the Word. It's in the seed. It's in you. How many believe you're seed of God?
Amen.
Amen. Royalty. Speaking to royalty here tonight. Okay, so he presents it to you as a thought, his thoughts, and it's revealed to you, then it's still a thought. Even though it's revealed to you, it's still a thought until you speak it. And God hiding in simplicity says, Lord, here's the ones that responded to the call. He said they're seeking deeper things. They're seeking more life after hearing that the blood of Jesus so thoroughly cleanses that there's no more nothing, that the complete Word of God rests within them. I may believe that tonight. That the very command of their own voice is creative power. Because in them is the Holy Ghost. In them is the Holy Ghost. And this Holy Ghost is a creator. Do you ever think that the very thing that we can create is the atmosphere around us? An atmosphere that'll change the whole situation? An atmosphere of healing, an atmosphere of deliverance, an atmosphere of life? Not an atmosphere of doubt, an atmosphere of faith. Amen. I don't care what it is, you create that by the things you do, you say, and you think. Hallelujah. Amen. So, he says he makes things come to pass because he's a creator. He makes things come to pass because he speaks the word. And the word spoken becomes God in action. Notice he's not talking about David here. He's talking about himself using himself through this man. Through you. It's God using himself. When God sent Moses, he didn't say, Moses, you'll go down, but it's not you, Moses, it's me in you, Moses. It's me coming using myself. That's why he keeps saying, God speaks the word. God can speak the word. God can speak in you. God speaks. God walks. God handles. God works. Amen. Crying as hard as I can. All right. Without having a fit and running up and down this aisle. All right. But I want to make sure you get this. I might get all exuberant and you might get exuberant under the exuberance. But I'd rather get something, have you get something more than exuberance. I want you to get the living person himself living inside of you, a reality of who you are. And then allow him to work his work. What is his work? Believe on him whom God has sent. He that receiveth you receiveth me. I'm not speaking here tonight just of any life when I say speak life. I'm talking about speaking eternal life. I'm talking about imparting this eternal life. I'm talking about an eternal life giver. Not a taker, a giver. Amen. Not put them down in the hole deeper, bring them up higher out of it. I want to tell them what God thinks about them. Amen. I want to tell my wife what God thinks about her. Amen. I want to tell my husband what God thinks about him. I want to speak a blessing. I want to impart life to them. I want to impart life to her. I want you to impart life to him. Your husband. Impart blessing. All right, let's look at that. I'm trying to get down to something here, and you just keep help me, would you? We are quickened by the power of the living God. That's what he said. Amen? He would quicken this word. He would quicken and bring your mortal body subject to it and fulfill it through you. He would. How many wants to let go and let God then? It'll take a death to self, and that's what suffering's about. What's it doing? Maturing a bride. Bringing her into a boldness with character. Bring her into a boldness with love. To speak love. He says, we are quickened then by the power of the living God. God, our tongues are quickened to a new heavenly language. We're quickened into a new heavenly language for a purpose. To speak to them. Anybody out here a part of them? I'm a part of them. And there's others out here that are part of them. Amen. And we are called here to speak to them. Not theology, not what we think about it, not our interpretation of what God said. We speak to them life. What God has said, what God has spoken, what God intends, what God's done even in my life. Share it. Communicate. Forget not to communicate. I mean, share what you have. The very word impart, brother, sister, the very word impart means to communicate the knowledge of. To disclose it. You say, well, they won't believe it. How do you know they won't believe it? Are you judging that they won't believe it based on the earring? On the long hair? On their moral activity? How can you judge the man by the flesh? We judge no man. Is that right? Here at Bensforth, we know no man after the flesh. Hallelujah. See, what am I doing here? Getting you to a right mental attitude toward those you're going to go out these doors and meet. And that you carry life. And if there's a seed there, if there's something to receive that, you have the ability by God to impart that life. And you don't know that. But God does. And He'll send you. And you're commissioned to preach that gospel of the power of God working in your life. You're to communicate it. Impart it. Disclose it. And it's directed by the Holy Ghost. But we must give way to the Holy Ghost for it to be directed. And you can't come with an attitude of that person immediately, because based on what they look like, and you'll sit there and you'll be in your heart or in your mind, you'll begin to criticize them. Immediately you're shut off from ever saying anything to that person. How many understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Tongues quicken them. Your tongues have been quickened to a new heavenly language to speak to them a rapturing up, a raising up into a different atmosphere than what they've ever lived in. Amen. To speak to them a rapturing up, to live in a different realm, a different atmosphere, he said, to a different atmosphere. Amen. How are you going to win that man? Give him more light than he's got. Light is what does it. Manifested life, manifested word, manifested son, as we've been hearing spoken here. In its simplicity. This tonight is given to you in simplicity. Is that something you have to pump up, work up, make happen? Just get in love with God. And He will speak. He will walk. He will act. He will do. He will purge. He will correct. I will live in them and I will walk in them. And they are my people. They are my body. They are my instruments. And it begins right in your home. Amen. Where are you going to impart life? Try it. You'll find out it delivers you. Amen. Speak a blessing. When you have a choice to speak criticism, speak a blessing. When you have a choice to speak death, criticalness, negativeness, speak something positive. Speak life. Speak the promise. Amen. Sometimes with a person, you just have to work through the layers of reasoning and imagination and everything until you get down to their soul. But that's all right. Work there until you get down to that soul then. Amen. That's good. How are you going to do it? Bring them the Word. Bring them the Word. Pretty soon, if there's anything in that heart to open up to, it'll open up. And you're speaking life. Amen? Well, I've never heard that before. I'd like to hear more. Praise be to God. Just a word spoken in season. How good is it? And we have a spoken word for the season. We have a spoken word in season. We have, because we're feeding on the spiritual food in due season. Do you know there is no famine for the bride? For the church, nominal, natural, yes. They're wandering around famine of hearing the word, but there's no famine for us. We have spiritual food in due season. The Bible says over in Jeremiah, we did find His word and did eat. Is that right? And the Bible says in Psalms there that the famine, because there's famine in the land, isn't going to stop us from being fed. And we have access to food every time you have need of it. So you need to take advantage of that food. You need to take advantage of that open book. Hallelujah. Eat it. A little different than read it. Eat it. I did find His word and I ate it. Hallelujah. That's just extra. I'll get back to my text here. But that's what imparts life. That's what energizes you to go out here and be an effective witness. Amen? That's what does it. You've got to stay feeding. And by the way, the Master calleth you, come and dine. The Master's calling you tonight to come and dine. And I guess you don't have to ask who it is that's trying to call you. You've already heard the call. How many's heard the call? Well, then what doth hinder you? Go dine. The master calls. You know, they stood on the bank, they stood in the boat, and they heard a voice that said, come and dine. And they didn't have to ask who it was. All right, I don't know why I went that direction exactly, but I'll tell you, it's good for us. All right, Deuteronomy. 14th verse, 30th chapter, 14th verse. This is where Paul picked up on it on Romans 10. 13th verse says, neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is nigh, very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Let me read that again. The word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth. I want to emphasize, in thy mouth and in thy heart and in thy heart. Rhema and Logos, that thou mayest do it. Now we could certainly go back to Ezekiel, couldn't we? And I'll give you my spirit, and I'll place my spirit that you may do it. Is that right? Now, verse 15, see, he says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. Where? Where? Hold your place and let's go. Let me read one more scripture and then I want to go over to another. Verse 19 now, in the same chapter, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Choose life. Turn with me to Proverbs. God is saying, you have something that I've given to you, and you don't need to live under your benefit. And your benefit is the ability that He's given you, that Holy Ghost in you, to speak the Word, to impart life. That's a benefit. There's no reason to live underneath that. Amen. Choose life. Amen. Don't choose to express what your senses tell you when it speaks contrary to the Word. Choose life. Don't speak your feelings. Choose life. Don't speak your senses, your feelings, your imagination. Choose life. Don't speak the negative. Choose blessing. Choose life. I've set before you life and death. I've set before you blessing and cursing. Choose blessing. Choose life. Amen. I want you to understand you have a choice of what you let out of your mouth. But I choose, and I want to choose, and my heart is to choose what I believe. In my heart, I believe. Therefore, I speak. I have need of healing. I am healed. Amen. I am healed. I am His righteousness. I am His seed. I am His son. I am chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. I am holy. I am blameless. I am perfect. I am complete in Christ. Choose that over the other. Choose that over death. When you don't feel so good, choose this. I am led by the Spirit of God. When everything looks upside down, choose this. I am led by His Spirit. Amen. He is leading me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. Choose life. You're the branch. You're the display of life. The vine energizes the branch to speak. Amen? The vine is the one that energizes. Energizes you, energizes your lips, energizes your words, energizes you to speak. He's put it in you to speak. He said, this is my covenant. You speak the word and I'll perform it. And he said the word in the mouths of believing Christians. I've got this right here. He says, no, the word, the bride is, of course, the word in action. How many know that? She's to be the word in action. The word has never failed in the mouths of believing Christians. Why? Because it's faith speaking. I believe, therefore I speak. It's not David's words, it's not your words, it's his words. I believe his word is in me to speak. I have the ability to speak. But you know, you have to be on speaking terms with me. Is that right? You have to be on speaking terms, communing with me. He'll always speak at the right moment. He'll speak in the right place. He'll speak at the right time. He's always perfect. When you love him so much, you know his dealings with you are perfect. Amen. His way is perfect. He does all things well. You trust him. Amen. I'm not going to get very far with this, so just bear with me and I'll close this off as soon as I can, right? Pretty quick. I want to go to Proverbs. That's where I was heading. Proverbs, the 18th chapter. Death and life, 21st verse. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I could spend a long time on that right there. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Just think about that now. What's in your mouth? You have the ability to speak either one, but choose life. Choose life. Speak life to your family. Speak life to your children. Bring the home under the token. Speak life. And don't speak something you don't live. Speak it. If you need to speak it to live it, speak it to live it. But what I'm saying is don't speak something you do not believe. Don't make believe it. Believe it and speak it. I have the same spirit of faith. We have the same spirit. Notice the scripture there. I have the same spirit of faith. I believed and therefore I speak. Amen? Speak what's in your heart. Speak what you believe. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So which would you rather eat? Amen. They that know it, they that understand this, can reap the benefits and will reap the benefits of it. They'll reap the fruit of it. You can be an energy giver. You can release just by the simple fact of forgiving. Speak forgiveness. Speak God's life. Speak His word over the situation. Amen. Speak life. Other words also impart means to give. It means to convey or grant from us or as if from a store. You have a store. It's like a little storehouse right inside your soul. A little storehouse of God's word. Speak that. Give it a right mental attitude. Amen? Give that word a right mental attitude and gain altitude. Give it a right mental attitude and go home in the rapture. Give that word a right mental attitude, a channel to work through, and you'll see the word manifested through your flesh. It's in your mouth, the word is. Amen. But you've got to give it attitude. Hallelujah. Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. Believe that? Okay. Satan hates that revelation that this little bride holds. He cannot stand it. He fights that. I think about all of you are aware that he fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is, and what she stands for, And that she can do the greater works, she will be an invincible army. Now you're in a battle. You're in a war. Amen. But you're not a loser. You're a victor. She can do the greater works. When she realizes what she stands for and realizes that she can do the greater works. Let me just dwell on that a minute before I close. Brother Branham said in the message, why people are so tossed about. He said the real hiding place of this word that I'm talking about, this Christ, he said, is in the heart. It's you're hid with Christ. And when Christ the Holy Spirit comes into your heart, he's in you with your temperament. And he's living his own life. This ought to cause surrender. This ought to cause submission to your Lord. He's living his own life through his own will, through you. He never said he was if you do certain things, or might if you do, if might if you don't. He said he is. He said he is living his life through his own life. Now, if you do something wrong, he's right there to correct it. That's part of living his life. The word always corrects the error. That's a part of living his life through you, through his will. If it's contrary to his will, he'll tell you. How many's had him tell you? And when he tells you, you know it. And immediately you want to make that right. Amen? So he's living his own life through his will, through you. And so yielded you are that Christ speaks the kind of words he'd speak. He thinks the kind of thoughts he would think through you. He does the kind of works he would do through you. He speaks, he says, Christ speaks through your lips. He thinks through your mind. He sees through your eyes. He acts through your temperament. Hallelujah. For me to live is Christ. Amen? How many say amen?
Amen.
For me to live is Christ. Yes, it's contrary to the culture. It's contrary to Laodicea. So what? For me to live is Christ. I would rather live His life than that life. I have no desire to live that life. I want more of Him. Amen. Come and dine. How many want more of Him? Come and dine. The Master calleth. You have oil in the cruse. Amen. You have meal in the barrel. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. When you need of oil, go partake of oil. When you need a meal, go partake of the meal. And grow. Grow in His stature. Partake of the revealed Word. Fellowship around the Word. Draw on the revealed Word. We ought to be able to draw from each other. We ought to be able to draw the revealed Word. We shouldn't have to come to one another and find insufficient funds. We should be able to draw life. We draw strength. I need you. You need me. This is a body ministry. It isn't one man. The one man is Christ, and every member of that body is Christ. I need Christ. Amen. Draw on each other. Draw strength. Draw life. Is that right?
Amen.
We ought to be able to draw help. We ought to be able to draw strength. We ought to be able to draw peace.
Amen.
We ought to be able to draw healing.
Amen.
Through the body.
Amen.
We draw those things. Amen. We are partakers of that. Where is it? In His body. Amen. So He works through you. He works through your temperament. He's standing among us today, becoming more personalized to His little bride. More personalized all the time. How many say amen to that? I know that personally. I know that personally. Amen. He's becoming personalized. Amen. Now, He says she can do the greater works. When she realizes where she stands, what she stands for, what she is, and she can do the greater works, He says, He says, may God's Spirit, may God begin by His Spirit to give us life, continuing, life-giving, and prevailing revelation. Oh, if the church could only get a fresh revelation, become by it the living Word manifested, we would do the greater works and glorify our God, our Father, our God, our Father, in heaven. Now notice, the greater works was to have the power in the church, not only to heal the sick by prayer, cast out devils by prayer, but to impart eternal life to believers. The Holy Ghost was coming and giving and given. The Holy Ghost was coming and given into the hands of the church to impart life. Oh, that's what Calvary means. It took stooped, degraded men and women and lifted them into a place to become sons and daughters of God, to heal the sick and to impart eternal life. Amen. By giving the Holy Ghost to obedient believers, men who were once unbelievers be made believers and impart spiritual, eternal life. The Holy Ghost returned and was imparted to His body, and they could impart eternal life to the people. Amen. That, He said, that's the greater works. That same message, that day in Calvary, He said, what is eternal life? The life that He lived. The life that He lived. You say, I said just a minute ago, and I'm closing, we're not speaking of just any life. I'm speaking of eternal life today. Speak life. Go with me to 1 John. Last scripture we'll go to, 1 John 4. Real quickly, I just want to give this to you, and I know it's time to close. And thought it'd be closed before now. 1 John 4, verse 5 and 6. I want to show you this because we speak life, but a certain kind of life. We're speaking eternal life. Verse 5, they are of the world. Now verse 4 says, you are of God. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, Antichrist spirit, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they. Notice, they are of the world, therefore speak they, or they impart the things of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I'm talking about speaking that life. Amen. What is this eternal life? It's the life that He lived. The life that was in Him. Is it in Him today? Who's Him? She. She is Him. Is that right? The life that He lived, the life that's in Him, that same life is in His body. The same life is in individual setting right here tonight. That same Word is in your mouth. That same spirit of faith is in your mouth to be imparted. And it's not some mystic something. Start imparting it in your home. That's why Brother Branham said when the wife's not so good, he said it like this, place God. When things don't go right, place God. How many heard him say that? When this goes this way, place God. Something comes up, place God. How do you place God? Speak what you believe. I believe, therefore I speak. You put the Word, you place the Word. That's placing God over the problem, over the circumstance, over the feeling, over the negative word. Instead of replying with a negative to a negative, reply with life. Reply with forgiveness. Reply with love. Choose life and live. Choose blessing. Let it be a bit of a challenge to us tonight. Go out of here and speak blessing and speak life. Believe it and speak it. I believe I'm speaking to believers tonight. I believe I'm speaking to those that believe what I'm saying. Believe this word, this message. The message and the messenger are one. And the message is Jesus Christ the bride. Amen? She's Him. That message and that messenger, which is this life in you, that living Word, is one. Amen. It's one. Can't separate them. They're one. Hallelujah. The life that was in him, he said, the life that he lived, the life that was in him, he said, impart that to others. He said, can a man do that? A son of God can. Amen. Jesus said, whosoever sins you remit to them, they are remitted. Remember, this is to believers. Amen? And you don't know who's that believer and who isn't. But believers, the Word of God, Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. What about Christ's manifestation today? Is he still destroying the works of the devil through what? The Word imparted will destroy that faith. What is that word? Faith imparted. Amen. I believe, and therefore I speak. Let's stand tonight. Speak life. Amen. Speak life. God speaks and sends you. He backs up what you say. Notice, if you're an ambassador from heaven, all heaven's behind you. And heaven is consisted of the Word. Amen. Do you love Him tonight?
Amen.
Behold, I have set before you death and life, blessing and cursing. Choose life and live. Lays in your mouth. Let's bow our heads. Our precious Father, we thank you for the words of life, the words of grace, the Word of the living God that, Lord, is nigh us even in our mouth. We're not here, Lord, but being reminded of all our benefits. Lord, this is a benefit to your people. This Word is nigh thee even in thy mouth. Bless these things now. Give strength to the believer. And Lord, those out here on the internet, may, Lord, whatever that situation is, may they choose the Word of life and speak what they have in their soul. Speak the Word and go forward. Speak and go forward. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to turn it to Brother Jeff. Come on, brother. God bless you.
I'm always, always encouraged by Brother David and the Word that he brings. I want, above all in my life, no matter what the world is doing, I want to project Christ. And I know that out of my mouth can be good fruit or bad fruit, or out of my life can be good fruit. I want it to be good fruit. I want people to, when they partake of Jesus Christ in me, I want to leave with them a sweet impression. And something that will give them life, that will impact them. Because, see, you're different. And maybe you look the same from everybody else at first glance. But when they begin to talk to you, they're going to find out there's something so unique and different, and that will leave an impression. And that, at that point, becomes a seed sown. And that seed can never return unto God void. You believe that? I do too. I believe that with all my heart. With all my heart. So words are fruit. So how many of you, well, you husbands would say that you have a lovely wife? Then let her know it. Let her know it. Amen. Why do you think Vincent and Maria are always on a honeymoon? How many would agree with me to say they're both very positive people? And that just exudes, doesn't it? And how many likes being around them? I'd follow them home, honestly, I would, just like a stray puppy, but I can't do it. I got a home to go to myself. But I'm saying that because I love their positiveness. And how many could say that there's some quality in everybody that you've met in this church that you say, now that part of that person I really like? And then you say, now Lord, I remember that. You're in prayer that night. And you say, now Lord, Brother Rich Levy has something in him I really like. Give that to me. Because that part of him that you're manifesting really blesses me. And so I do that all the time. I personally... I don't judge man after the flesh. I see Jesus in you. And it's not even a matter of choosing to see Jesus. I consciously, automatically see Jesus in you. I don't have to struggle to see Jesus in you. And I think that the more you know you're loved, then the more easy it is to love. The more you truly know you belong to Him and it's finished, You can no more be lost than God is lost, then you have all this energy to give somebody else. It's like having turned 72, Brother Stephen, you're retired, and your Social Security check's coming in, and you got $1 million in the bank. Okay? You've worked all your life. Now you just want to be able to give to somebody else because you've worked. How many has ever gone to McDonald's before? Okay. How many has been there when all the old retired people are there? Isn't it fun to watch them? Now, you know what I do? I think maybe I've told you this before. Because I'm getting old, forgive me, I may have already told you this. But I like to get over right next to them. And I like to listen to them. They talk about their carbuncles, and their arthritis. They talk about their aches and their pains. Johnny, how'd that surgery go? Oh, came through it just fine, Billy, thanks. Where's Sally today? Oh, she couldn't make it today. Just, you know, had a little bit of problem. And they just are so kind. They don't have to impress anybody. They've worked hard all their life. Now they're spending the last few years they've got caring for one another. Well, to me, wouldn't it be more wonderful to be 21, 22, or younger and having that attitude? Because, let's be honest now, we have already arrived. Well, you say, how can you say that? Because the works were finished before the foundation of the world. Amen. Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. God bless you. Got a lot on my heart for Sunday. And I'm going to take that quote that you read tonight, Brother David. The greater works is imparting life. That blessed me. That blessed me. God bless you. Just be in prayer. Be ready to receive from God. And I want to say that again. Pray this week. You know, I use the term be in prayer a lot, but I don't like us to hear a term and not let it register. Let me put it another way. Obtain a prayer life. Okay? Obtain a prayer life. You're 12, you're 13, you're 14, you're 15. Obtain a prayer life. A good prayer life isn't for adults, isn't for mom and dad. It's for all those that are seeking God. Commune with Him. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday. Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving. Brother Jeff, you coming forward? Brother Dave, could you pray for Jeff? A living. Thank you, Brother. Here's the truth. He wants to pray for his wife.
Oh, you sing it unto Him now. Yes, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. Yes, give me Jesus. Yeah. one. And when I am in prayer, oh, when I am in prayer, yes, when I am in prayer, give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. Yes, give me Hallelujah.
Now, yes, all I
the price of redemption on the cross of Calvary. So every day my heart will praise Him, and I know I'll never be the same. All I want to do is love Him, love His holy name.
Hallelujah.
Can't you see why I'm happy? I've accepted the word of the Lord. The revealed word that was spoken by the prophet.